having you around me. We need to slow down, stop the world from spinning round, and slow down. We need to slow down, yeah, slow down. Everything is possible. Oh, how weakness can be powerful. We need to slow down, stop the world from spinning around, and slow down. We need to slow down, yeah, slow down, stop the world from spinning around, and slow.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. Starting off the program tonight was Sarah Danielle out of Montreal with a track off the Another Self EP. You heard the track called Slow Down. And I do believe I played this EP a few weeks ago, and you can check it out at sarah-danielle.bandcamp.com, and that's Sarah with no H. And like I said, you tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently. And I would also like to mention our website, CITR.ca, is back online, so you can head there and check out podcasts and check out playlists of recent shows. I do believe I will be submitting my recent shows, so you'll... if you tuned in, you'll be able to check those out on the website sometime soon, as soon as I get around to making the playlists. But anyways, once again, you can head to CITR.ca. And up next, we're going to hear something from the new album from Frog Eyes. It's called The Bees, and it's doing very well on the National Campus Radio charts. Quite a few stations are playing this album, and I'm sure CITR is as well. The new album from Kerry Mercer was just put out last month, and you can check it out at frogeyes.bandcamp.com, Toronto-based right now. We're going to hear a track called Here Is a Place to Stop, and once again, the new album is called The Bees, and we'll probably be hearing more of it in the next little while, but... they have a pretty big following, obviously, because they're based out of Victoria. But after Frog Eyes, we're going to hear something from Gus Engelhorn. Interesting songwriter out of Montreal, who's Alaskan born, and the new album is called Death and Transfiguration. Check it out at gusengelhorn.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a track called Dead Swan. Interesting, kind of quirky avant bedroom kind of pop stuff. But anyways, quirky kind of style. Definitely check it out. And I think we'll hear these two artists, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR is the new album from Frog Eyes. This track is called Here Is a Place to Stop.
You walked home at 2 a.m. and said, here is a place to stop. You picked up my drumsticks and asked, what is it like to walk? We'll be right back.
Join Rock Sensation's Me Without You as they bid farewell at the Hollywood Theater on May 18th. Visit hollywoodtheater.ca for more information.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Gus Engelhorn out of Montreal with a track off the Death and Transfiguration album. You heard the track called Dead Swan. Check it out at gusengelhorn.bandcamp.com. Making some interesting bedroom singer-songwriter music with some really nice, kind of cool, quirky vocals. And before that, you heard the high nasal voice of Kerry Mercer and the new album from Frog Eyes. It's called The Bees. You heard a track called Here Is the Place to Stop. And check it out at frogeyes.bandcamp.com. And I believe Frog Eyes are Toronto-based right now, but originally from Victoria. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock, and sorry, my voice just cracked for some reason right there. But anyways, you're tuned into Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to go into kind of a punk, punkish kind of garagey set this next little bit. We're going to hear something from a really good label that I pretty much follow everything that they put out, and that's Feel It Records. The latest release is something from Spread Joy, a band out of Chicago. The new album is simply called Two. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Repetition, one of the tracks that they have a music video for. You can check it out at spreadjoy.bandcamp.com. Really great kind of punk garage guitar-based stuff. Really, really catchy, and really has that Feel It Records feel to it. Catch my drift. After that, we're going to hear something from out of Toronto, Fjord Mustang, a new album called Solitaire. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Fortune, and this is a trio making some kind of pop garage, kind of rock, guitar-based stuff, and a little bit of a jangly edge to it. Check it out at fjordmustang.bandcamp.com. Not Ford Mustang. So we're going to hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here from Feel It Records. This is new stuff from Spread Joy. This track is called Repetition.
Repetition.
Track called Fortune from Toronto's Fjord Mustang. The album is called Solitaire, and before that you heard something from Feel It Records and a track from a new release from Spread Joy, a band of Chicago. You heard the track called Repetition, and that's off the release called Two, and I think you could pick it up at the Feel It Records Bandcamp, which is feelitrecords.bandcamp.com, which is a Richmond, Virginia-based label that's also home to bands such as, bands that have played before, like Star Party. Recently I've played, I played the Crime of Passing album, Good Looking Sun, all kinds of really cool stuff. And I ended up finding this label from the band called Sweeping Promises. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Up next, we're going to hear something from the new album from Leona Gray, a singer-songwriter out of Montreal who has a real kind of soul and R&B-inflected style. And the new album is called Who, just came out, and we're going to hear a track called Therapy. And after Leona Gray, we're going to hear a really, really cool album that I'm pretty excited to play. It's this really interesting release from a project called Space Ghost. And it has a really 90s or kind of 80s kind of funk and soul retro feel to it. Sounds like a album you'd find in like an old, like a pawn shop or a thrift store. And the album is out on a label called PPU. You're going to hear a track called Relax Your Mind. And you can check it out at space-ghost.bandcamp.com. And Space Ghost is out of Oakland, California. And this is a release that features Teddy Bryant making some really cool, smooth, I guess kind of soul, street soul type music. You can hear a track called Relax Your Mind. So we'll hear these two tracks and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Leona Gray. This track is called Therapy.
How do you feel? I checked, it was a reverie. Going backwards, trying to fall asleep. We'll be alright, heading to therapy. Living a life like an anomaly. My highs and lows are just a part of me. Self-sabotage, making it uneasy. Love for the ones who cry themselves to sleep. Coming from therapy.
Don't feels have in my heart at ease. Emotional work have gone on her love seed. My BPD has dropped drastically. My therapist digs deeper every week. My mental health is a priority. Me, my younger self, we talk on the daily. Love for the ones who cry themselves to sleep. Coming from therapy. What was wrong? I learned the things that linger and slow me down, down. Patterns were internalized, habits had their time. I know better now what to lose and to hold.
How do you feel?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Take good care of you. Just relax your mind.
Was a surprise track from Dawuna. That was a track called Parable One off the Glass Lit Dream album. And Dawuna is based out of Brooklyn, New York. You can check out his website at dawuna.world. really some kind of moody, experimental kind of R&B and soul music there. And this is out on the, I'm not sure how to pronounce the record label, but it's O_O. And I did play the Dawoo, the general album, sometime last year, I believe. Really cool single that I played. Before Dawoona, you heard a really cool track from Space Ghost, I should say. And that was a track featuring an artist named, I forgot the first name. But anyways, that was a EP that was just put out called Heaven Sent. And it's out on the PPU record label, which is, I do believe, called the Pacific... Shoot, I should have had this written down, but it's a label called PPU Records, and you can check it out at space-ghost.bandcamp.com, and that track was featuring Teddy Bryant. Before Space Ghost, you heard something from a Canadian artist, Leonie Gray, and a track called Therapy, which is off the Who album. And you tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear a Canadian post rock release from a project called Habalion. And this is I'm doing a really bad pronunciation of it, but they're. Indigenous brothers from the Haudenosaunee tribe out of Eastern Canada. Apologies on my pronunciation. I usually can get it, but sometimes I just unable to pronounce it sometimes. But anyways, the new release is called Frozen Rainfall. It's a four-track release. We're going to hear the track called Whiteout. Very long-form, kind of ambient electronic post-rock. And this is out on a label called... Person Disguised as People, a London-based record label. Check it out at apdap.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear something from the new Faust release. It's called Punked, and it's out on the Bureau B record label. And it's a... I think it's a seven-track release. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Crapolino, a very interesting, kind of very heavy textured, noisy, kind of industrial track. And once again, that's something from Faust. And I think we'll just hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you some more. Get back to you and play you some more music, I should say. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Habalion.
coming all the way from New Zealand, indie pop band The Beths play the Hollywood Theater on June 6th. Book your tickets now at hollywoodtheater.ca.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
That was something from the legendary band Faust. That was a track called Crapolino. That's off the Punked album. That is getting a release from Bureau B Records. It's getting a formal release, and this is a kind of a lost album. I think it originally came out in the 70s. It was originally recorded in the 70s, I should say, and was recently part of a inclusion of a box set from 1971 to 1974 that came out last year. I also believe that one came out on Bureau B, but this one's being put out as a standalone release, and it's called Punked, I guess. No, not Punked, But you just heard a track called Crapolino, like I said, by the legendary krautrock group called Faust. And before that, you heard a Canadian punk rock, or not punk rock, post-rock group, I guess kind of more ambient electronic project from Habalion. You heard the track called Whiteout. It's off the Frozen Rainfall release. That one came out on A Person Disguised as People Records. And apologies for the mispronunciation. I just absolutely butchered Haudenosaunee. Anyways, really apologies. I was kind of butchering it. Apologies from this Blackfoot person for messing up the pronunciation. But they are a brother and sister, or no, a brother duo now of Sean and Derek Durant. Up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear some older release, a reissue release from a really interesting project that was out on a record label from Throbbing Gristle Records. It originally came out in 1979, and it's the label is called Industrial Records, which is really fitting title for a label run by Throbbing Gristle. But this is a release from a duo named of Thomas Lear and Robert Rental. It's called The Bridge, and originally came out in 1979, and it is being put out on Mute Records, first time being pressed on vinyl in 40 years. So once again, that's Thomas Lear and Robert Rental making some really, really interesting analog electronic music with like synths and reel to reels, and there's a little bit of a kind of a pop edge to it. We're going to hear the opening track called Attack Decay, obvious reference to the sound envelope of Attack Decay sustained release. And after that, we're going to hear something from a project called Philemonkase, and I think it's a trio of vocalists out of South Africa, and I think it's a new reissue as well, and it's coming out I think on a label from Naiji Tapes, really, really great label. I've played them a few times. And actually, sorry, it's not a reissue, it's a new release, and it's called Ama Gogela, and we're going to hear a track off of that. What do they have queued up? Something called Kola Mola Ukasa. Really, really great electronic stuff, pretty super, super kind of dancey, very kind of grimy, futuristic sound to it. It really fits in well with the Naiji Tapes sound. And once again, that's Philemonkase. And we'll hear these two artists, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And apologies on the butchering of the titles. I'll work on that for the next set. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Thomas Lear and Robert Rental. This is a track called Attack Decay.
Yeah. mama way. Way mama way. Way mama way. Way mama way. Uma wa mi ulele manje. Way ma wa gitule le manje. Way ma wa mi ulele manje. Way ma wa gitule le manje. Was it was a loot of mabulala, loot of tongo, Ubuzuma to Dwana, loot of tongo. Gula mulugusa, Gula mulukuma wela, Gula mulugusa, Gula mulukuma wela, Gula mulugusa, Gula mulukuma wela.
Hey.
Paul Jacobs, former member of Pottery, plays Wise Hall on May 26th. New music on the way this April. Tickets for his solo show are now on sale.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Naiji Tapes, Filan Monkase, with a track off the Ama Gogela album. And you heard a track called Kolamula Ukasa. And this is a Durban African group. And they're making some really, really killer, kind of a futuristic, a little bit kind of a grime and futuristic sounds. And once again, that's Filam Monkase off the Naiji Tapes label. Prior to that, you heard something from Thomas Lear and Robert Rental with a really killer opening track called Attack Decay off the album called The Bridge. And that one's being reissued on Mute Records. And it originally came out in 1979 on Industrial Records, which is the Throbbing Gristle label, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to say house label. I'm not sure if that's the right term. But anyways, once again, that's Thomas Lear and Robert Rental making some really early electropop with some synths and analog stuff. But anyways, really, really cool stuff. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we'll keep going with some more electronic music. And up next, we're going to hear something from the Stroom TV label, or I guess it's just called Stroom, but you can check out their Bandcamp, which is, I think, just stroomtv.bandcamp.com. They put out the Dully Maru and the Polyphonic Swarm release that I played a few weeks ago. And their latest is a reissue of early 90s hardcore techno release from Furion and Animus. They have a split out called Trance Exploder and Trance Atlantic Flow, and we'll hear the Trance Exploder track, and that's by Furion. Some really interesting early 90s kind of hardcore techno here. Kind of a slower start to this track, but it's takes a bit a while to speed up. But after Furion, we're going to hear something from an artist named Mark Acardapane, and a release out called Pitchhiker Remixes. That's put out on the Perk Tracks label out of London, UK. Check it out at perktracks.bandcamp.com. We'll see what we hear after that. I think we're just going to hear these two artists, but Pitchhiker remixes are just one track that's remixed by several people, and it's a very kind of minimal hardcore type techno. Let me see. I think this originally came out in, let me see, possibly in the 90s. I'm going to have to double check on this. But anyways, before Mark Accardo Payne, we're going to hear something from Furion. This is a track called Trance Exploder right here on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Mark Acardapane with a track called Pitch Hiker, the original mix that was originally put out in the early or mid-90s, came out around 95. And some very heavy, hardcore acid techno. And it was, yeah, like I said, it originally came out in the early 90s. I wasn't sure of that before. And this came out under his alias known as Pill Driver. That's also being put out, reissued on Perk Tracks Records. And before Mark Acardapane, you heard a track from Furion, a track called Trance Exploder off the Trance Exploder / Transatlantic Flow, and that's out on the Stroom record label out of Belgium. Check it out at stroomtv.bandcamp.com. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming, and hit CITR.ca to check out podcasts and add your favorite show to your podcast device. So I'm going to leave you this week with something from Italy, a project from Quasar and Cristo, a release out on the Shall Not Fade label, an EP called Swearing. We're going to hear a track called Ginga. This is a Italian house electronic duo. And once again, that's Quasar and Cristo. So thanks for tuning in this week. This track is called Ginga.
yes, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya.
T.
Hi-ya.
R. 101.9 Vancouver.
Yeah.